Now, in case you missed the David Kontak Ensemble's performance live in Studio D, here's a little snippet of the band performing Slinky Quartet on, you guessed it, Slinkies. Kontak's experimental soundscapes call to mind sweeping cinematic scenes and practically yearn to score something dramatic. Fortunately, we have the perfect narrative in mind. Short story writer David Chevalier recently earned a top three spot in the New Hampshire Writers Project's statewide flash fiction competition for his story, Not Usual.
Karen found herself looking over the smooth mahogany casket once again. Most everyone had left by that point, but she saw that Jill, the being of pure energy from accounting, had remained behind. It was difficult to tell from the vaguely humanoid form that beings of pure energy generally assumed around humans whether she was upset or not, but Karen was worried that her feelings had been hurt. Just then, perhaps sensing that Karen was thinking about her, entirely possible for a being of pure energy, Jill's bluish form glided eerily over. "Thank you," Karen said, laying a hand on the casket and trying her best to sound grateful. "And thank you for coming."
"You are most welcome. I'm happy to have been invited to your ritual. Please, can you confirm, was my offering acceptable to you?"
"Acceptable?" Karen looked down the long table at the other gifts. Small, brightly colored toys, large print books covered in drawings of cartoon animals, and piles of tiny clothes. "It's lovely." She hesitated. "It's just that it isn't usual to give a casket at a baby shower." There was no reply. After an awkward silence, Karen gradually became aware of a low hum, quiet at first, then increasing in volume. Soon a second tone emerged, and then a third, forming a minor chord. There was a pulsing quality to the sound, and Karen suddenly became aware that Jill's shimmering form was pulsing at the same frequency. "Oh my, are you crying?" The hum increased in volume.
"Oh, Karen, I've ruined your celebration, haven't I? I was afraid I had. I read that every human needs one of these, and I wanted to get you one for your offspring before someone else had."
"No, I only said it wasn't usual. I like it very much. Please stop crying." The hum faded, but didn't stop.
"It's just that I value our friendship so much, Karen. It's never been easy for me to make friends. I've always been awkward, even among my own kind."
"Please, you're being silly. I'm glad to have you as a friend, too." The hum faded to silence.
"Then, you like it?"
"Yes, and I will have need for it, just not for a very long time, I hope. In the meantime, I can use it as a changing station." They laughed, and Karen felt the tension disappearing.
"Still friends?"
Jill asked. "Yes, of course. I do have quite a lot to sort through, though, so I guess I'll see you on Monday."
"Yes, I'm so happy for you. And I simply can't wait to witness the expulsion."
It took Karen several seconds to realize that Jill had just invited herself into the delivery room. She forced a smile as Jill's bluish form turned and glided out of the room. "Won't that be nice?" she said.
David Chevalier there reading his award-winning story, Not Usual.